you're off to a great start. A couple of games in the books for Mullen football. Always a ton of tradition of football. Those kids grow up with that with Mullen being a great football school each and every year. And I'm sure you got a great bunch of kids this year, don't you?
Yeah, we really do. We've got 26 kids out, the highest number we've had for 2 or 3 years. Usually get all the kids out. We've got a couple cross-country runners and a couple other kids that don't do stuff, but participation up here at Mullen's always been pretty good.
That's great, and, two games in the books. You feel like it's been a solid 2 weeks so far?
Yeah, it has, and we had a good fall, a good summer, really. Started with going to Shattern team camp and really good participation in the weight room this summer and made a lot of gains there. Played a really tough game week one, came out on the short end of that one, but bounced back really well last week and came out with a little fire and stuck to our blocks and ran the ball hard and were able to pick up a win last week.
Well, Sandhills Thetford's no slouch, no question. You played. I mean, that you saw that in your schedule and thinking, oh, we got a barn burner that season opener.
Yeah, we 2 years in a row, with the scheduling, so we knew what we were up against. They brought back a lot of really good kids. They've got a really strong senior class that most of them started in that championship game last year. So we knew what we were up against, and we were pleased with not necessarily the score, but some of the stuff come out of that game. We thought we fought hard and didn't quit, and had some stuff we busted on, but it was a lot of coachable stuff. So we saw kind of some light at the end of the tunnel on that, and were able to correct some things for last week.
Yeah, obviously your offense got back at it. 52 points, giving up just 22. So I take it that was a game you got a chance to play a lot of kids at the end too.
Yeah, I really did. And kind of got a chance to mix some guys in with our starters. Some of our kind of, I'd call them maybe not necessarily good enough to start kids, but they're good enough to contribute. We got to mix them in and get them some good playing time. Then the younger kids got in there at the end. We gave up a couple scores there at the end, but they get the first time playing some varsity ball, and we thought they did a pretty good job. So a really good game for us, for everybody on the team.
Skill position wise, coach, boy, you're loaded for bear. You got some great backs and you got a fantastic quarterback, and talk about what Clayton Moore, he does a lot for you, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Really, really impressed with him so far this year through camp and first couple games. Obviously, second year being the full-time starter, really good command of the offense. He knows what we want to do and how we want to attack things. Really fast kid. He placed her in the hurdles last year as a sophomore. He gets in the open field. He's going to be tough to catch and throws the ball really well. His passing is a lot better than it was last year. Percentage has gone up some. He's getting the ball where he needs to get it on time and doing a good job with that.
But you got some backs. I mean, he's not the only guy. He can carry the ball for you, but boy, you got a couple of backs that are pretty good as well.
Yeah, Spencer there, our tailback. He's his third year starting. He rushed for just under 1,000 yards a sophomore year, just under 1,000. He missed about a game and a half last year. Really good back, runs tough. Getting a lot better at reading things as we get along here. Originally started out as a fullback. We had him on a tailback his sophomore year. So, probably a more natural kid that wants to put his head down and try to run somebody over than maybe try to get outside like we're trying to preach to him all the time. But really good runner. Expect a big game from him and a big season from him going into his senior year here. And then Kyle Durfee at fullback, second year starting there. He's getting a little more comfortable. Been catching the ball really well for us this year and scored a couple touchdowns on the ground last week, so he's doing a good job too.
Maywood Hay Center, coach, I'm sure got some game film. Wolves kind of off to a tough start at 0-2, but first road trip, and I'm sure you're telling your kids not a team we can take lightly.
Oh yeah, we tell them that every week. You gotta show up to play, and we've had a couple instances here in the last couple of years where maybe we took a long road trip and didn't get off the bus very well and compete like we need to. So we're driving that home this week. Like, we need to get on the bus. We got a 2.5-hour road trip and get off and be ready to play our game of football. And so we're beating that into their heads pretty hard this week.
Well, I know it's, I think your final game as far as your non-district games, and you get going with district coming up the week after with a good Garden County team. And, boy, some of those district teams, a couple of them are off to pretty good starts, aren't they?
Yeah, Garden County, Layton, I think, are both undefeated. Garden County picked up a pretty nice win last week, it looked like. Made a pretty good comeback against Sutherland, a D1 team. So, yeah, we've got a, the district's toughened up. Actually, Hyannis has picked up two games already this year. So district looks to be, pretty tough for us. So we'll just play them one game at a time and see where they fall.
Everybody healthy after a couple of first 2 weeks, staying healthy, everything okay on that end?
Yeah, for the most part, Jaden Emerson, senior for us, he was a kind of a big play tight end wide receiver for us, played a little running back last year, started safety. He's probably out for another week. He had a knee procedure done here before camp started. Hoping to get him back for next week, working in there, kind of a field stretcher, take the top off the defense type kid. Other than that,